Perek Beis and Beis and Mishnah Vav. Shlosh Dvarim Rav Gamliel Machmir Kedivi Beis Shammai. There are three things that Rav Gamliel was Machmir, like the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ein Toynim Esachamim Yom Toyv LeShabbos. He held that he could not make Hatamana, which means to insulate something from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The idea behind this is that even though Erev Tavshilin works to even cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so you should be able to be matmin from something from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but Beis Shammai holds you need to make a special type of Erev for every type of cooking. So if you have a Tavshil, a cooked thing, that only helps for cooking. If you have a baked thing, it only helps for baked goods. And if you want to make Hatmana, which is wrapping up something, you have to make Erev Tavshil and something wrapped up. Since you didn't make Erev Tavshil and something wrapped up, you cannot cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. We pass in the Ikar Din, it's enough to make to have one cooked thing, and that is matter everything, even though we have a minik to also use the baked thing. But the main Erev Tavshil is the cooked part, the egg or the chicken or whatever you're using. The bread is also used, the chal is also used inside the minik. There's a certain type of menoya that was made out of joints. You now let her set it up again on yontif, because this is also a type of boine. In oifen pitin gritzim eli rikikin, that you don't bake thick breads, only thin breads. Because they hold that you should not make large breads on yontif, it's too much of a tircha. Beis Hillel permits this because it's a tzarich yontif. Amar Rav Gamliel, mimeim shel Beis Abba lahayu oifen pisim gritim. In the days of my father, we'd never bake these thick breads. Elo rakikim, only thin ones. Amar lo, ma nesel lebeis avicha. What will do? We cannot pass in based on your father's minhagim. Shehayu machmirim al atzmam makilim b'chol Yisrael. They will machmir for themselves, but they themselves will make it as a psak for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Yos oifen pitim gritzim v'choyri. They would permit people to bake thick breads and other types of large doughs on Yom Tov. So then once again, these are all special chumash from Gamliel. They're not la halacha because we're passing like Beis Hillel.